A neighbor tipped his hat to me this morning. The landlord even smiled and said good day. And I want you to know, a stranger said hello. Christmas can't be far away. Old tightwad on the corner's buying candy to pass out to the local kids at play. The town is on the go. Weatherman said snow. Christmas can't be far away. The small fry on our street have all been saving. They're hiding things and looking kind of sly. Mom will get that doodad she's been craving. And Dad will get his usual tie. Both young and old are planning some surprises. They'll soon be wrapped in paper, bright and gay. Goodwill is in the air. You can feel it everywhere. Christmas can't be far away.
Small fry on our street have all been saving.
Gonna get that doodad she's been craving. And Dad will get his customary time. Why, both young and old are planning some surprises. They'll soon be wrapped in paper, bright and gay. Goodwill is in the air. You can feel it everywhere. Christmas can't be far away.
Indeed it cannot. Christmas can't be far away. That's Niccolo from his new seasonal selection for all the family. It's called Quality Street, and it's a fine holiday record. I like it so much we're going to hear a second track off of it. This is Christmas at the Airport.
Passengers are reminded to keep personal items of luggage with them at all times. Any unattended luggage in the terminal building will be removed by the security services and may be destroyed.
Outside taxi window, on the way to catch my flight, I noticed snowflakes playing in the ever-failing light. When he dropped me at departure, it was really coming down, deep and crisp and even. It settled on the ground. It looks like Christmas at the airport. All the planes are grounded and the fog is rolling in. It looks like Christmas at the airport this year. Doors are locked and bolted. Let the festivities begin. The terminal was seething without much Christmas cheer.
So I found an empty closet and bedded down in there. When I awoke much later, I was quite alone. Check-in was deserted, everyone had gone. It looks like Christmas, Christmas at the airport. I took a set of x-rays, they came out rather well. It looks like Christmas, Christmas at the airport this year. I'm doing Santa's sleigh ride on the baggage carousel.
Passengers are advised that oversized items such as baggies,
at the airport. I should be at the table with all my kith and kin. It looks like Christmas, Christmas at the airport this year. Don't save me any turkey, I found a burger in a bin.
folks. Hey, are all you elves and reindeers having a good time tonight?
Yeah.
Well, good, because right now I'd like to bring out our own furry funny man. Ladies and gentlemen, put your paws and hands together in a big North Pole welcome for Fozzie Bear! Yay!
Thank you, Kermit! Thank you, and thank you! Fozzie Bear's my name, and comedy's my game. I'm happy to be here tonight at the North Pole Comedy Club. I'll sing a song for you. We'll have a laugh or two. It's Christmas time and we're feeling fine at the North Pole Comedy Club. Hey, how's everybody doing out there tonight? So why does Santa take presents to all the children of the world? Because the presents won't take themselves. No, please don't leave. I just got started. Say, do you know where Santa stays when he's out on the road? At a ho-ho-ho hotel. Wait a minute, you're gonna love this one. What do you get if Santa comes down the chimney while the fire is still burning?
What?
Crisp Kringle. Waka waka.
I've got a better question. When does it end?
Fozzie Bear's my name, and comedy's my game. I'm happy to be here tonight at the North Pole Comedy Club. I'll sing a song for you. We'll have a laugh or two. It's Christmas time and we're feeling fine at the North Pole Comedy Club. Okay, let's see. Where was that? Oh, yeah, the elves. Do you know how elves say hello to each other? Small world, isn't it? Did you guys hear about the elf who put his bed into the fireplace? He wanted to sleep like a log. How many elves does it take to change a light bulb? 10. 1 to change the light bulb, and 9 to stand on each other's shoulders. Sure, you never tell the other folks, please. Fozzie Bear's my name. Comedy's my game. I'm happy to be here tonight at the North Pole Comedy Club. I'll sing a song for you. We'll have a laugh or two. It's Christmas time and we're feeling fine at the North Pole Comedy Club. Hey, and what's the story with those reindeer? I mean, why do they always wear fur coats? Probably because they look silly in snowsuits. Waka waka! Should you give reindeer milk to a baby? When it's a baby reindeer! No, don't turn on me now, folks! Does anyone know what you call a reindeer wearing earmuffs? Anything you want, because he can't hear you!
Waka Waka Waka, that's Fozzie's North Pole Comedy Club act. Buzz of Delight before that, which was what Matthew Sweet called himself before he went by his own name, did Christmas, The Ventures did Santa Claus is Coming to Town, Three Wise Men, a.k.a. XTC, did Thanks for Christmas, and we started with Nick Lowe from his new record Quality Street doing Christmas at the Airport. This is The Fringe on KRVS, our Christmas episode, part one. Here's Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings.
Santa put my toys under the tree. I said,
Santa Claus. Go straight to the ghetto. Hitch up your reindeer. Go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus. Go straight to the ghetto. Fill every stocking you find. The kids are gonna love you so. Leave a toy for Johnny. Leave a doll for Mary. Leave something pretty for Donnie. And don't forget about Gary. Santa Claus. Go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus. Go straight to the ghetto. Tell him James Brown sent you. Go straight to the ghetto. You know that I know what you will see. Cause that was once me. Hit it. Hit it. You see mothers and soul brothers. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus, oh Lord, go straight to the ghetto. Fill every stocking you find. The kids are gonna love you so. Fill every stocking you find. They know that they need you so. I'm begging you, Santa Claus. Go straight to the ghetto. If anyone wanna know, tell them Hank Ballard told me so. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Never thought I'd realize I'd be singing a song with water in my eyes. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Don't leave nothing for me. I've had my chance, you see. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus, the soul brother needs so. Santa Claus.
I'm lucky enough to find this kind of woman. I'll never go away and leave my woman the way he went away and left his. Well, I found me one. I found the kind of woman that I dreamed of finding as a little boy. And that's why I'll make every day seem like Christmas. kisses so sweetly, and I hold her so gently, that she
the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
In my mind,
joyous day.
as I sit around by the fireplace, watching the gleaming tree. If I had one wish in this world,
Temptations.
Hello, this is Phil Spector. It is so difficult at this time to say words that would express my feelings about the album to which you have just listened. An album that has been in the planning for many, many months. First, let me thank all the people who worked so hard with me in the production of this album and in my endeavor and desire to bring something new and different to the music of Christmas and to the recording industry, which is so much a part of my life. Of course, the biggest thanks goes to you for giving me the opportunity to relate my feelings of Christmas through the music that I love. At this moment, I am very proud of all the artists, and on behalf of all of them, the Crystals, the Ronettes, Darlene Love, Bobby Sox and the Blue Jeans, and myself, may we wish you the very merriest of Christmases and the happiest of New Years, and thank you so very much for letting us spend this Christmas with you.
Thank you.
Three versions there of Silent Night. That was Booker T and the MGs, Phil Spector and Friends, and the Temptations. Joe Tex before that did I'll Make Every Day Christmas. James Brown did Santa Claus Go Straight to the Ghetto. And we started with Sharon Jones doing Ain't No Chimneys in the Ghetto. This is The Fringe on KRVS 88.7 in Lafayette and Lake Charles. Merry Christmas, Part 1. Going to hear some music now from The Crystals. Here's Parade of the Wooden Soldiers.
Thank you. Like, this is a note on what may become known as beat diplomacy, or how to be diplomatic for that little man in the red suit and the furs. Like a gatepost of Dumbarton Oaks, the Washington estate, which has been the setting for several international conferences, it bears a plaque that reads, Way Out. Like it was the night before Christmas and all through the pad, not a hip cat was swinging, that's nowhere, Dad. The stove was hung up in that stocking routine in hopes the fat man would soon make the scene. The kids had all had it, so they hit their sacks, and me and the bride had begun to unlax. When there started a rumble that came on real frantic, so I opened the window to figure the panic. I saw a square short that was making fat tracks being pulled by 8 dogs who were wearing hat racks. And a funny old geezer was flipping his lid. He told them to make it, and man, like they did. I couldn't help digging the scene on the roof as I stood there just waiting for Chubby to goof. They stood by the chimney in bunches and clusters till Tubby slid down, coming on like gangbusters. Like he was the squarest man, the most absolute. But let's face it, who cares when he left all that loot? He's laid the jazz on me. Fled from the gig, wailing, have a cool you, man, later like, dig. Have a cool you, and man, later like, dig. Have a cool you, and man, later.
Gifts I'm preparing for some Christmas sharing, but I pause because hanging my stocking, I can hear a knocking. Is that you, Santa Claus? Sure is dark out, ain't the slightest spark out. Pardon my clacking jaws. Who there, who is it? Stopping for a visit. Is that you, Santa Claus? Are you bringing a present for me? Something pleasantly pleasant for me. That's what I've been waiting for. Would you mind slipping it under the door? Four winds are howling. Could that be growling? My legs feel like straws. Oh me, my. Kindly would you reply? Is that you, Santa Claus? Oh yeah! Oh, hanging my stocking. I can hear a knocking. Is that you, Santa Claus? Yeah. See now, hey there, who is it? Stopping for a visit? Is that you, Santa Claus? Whoa there, Santa, you gave me a scare. Now stop teasing, cause I know you're there. Believe in no goblins today, but I can't explain why I'm shaking this way. Well, I see old Santa in the keyhole. I give two luck calls. One peek and I'll try there. Oh, there's an eye there. Is that you, Santa Claus? Please, a pit in my knees. Absolutely.
before Christmas and here in my pad, I am cooling it, Dad. Not even a roto moves. My nylons are swinging by the chimney with much care. But what I'm wigging for can't fit there. All the neighbor cats are knocking some Z's with visions, man, like wow, presents flying through their heads. And I sit here dreaming in my overstuffed chair of my letter to Santa, baby. Hope it got there. For I wrote him a letter a few moons ago and posted it northward through the crazy, crazy snow. I wasn't greedy as so many chicks are. No request for a TV star. I didn't ask for a trip to the left bank, man. Not even a mink to my poor little me. My wish was more simple by far, than even a wish for a pink jaguar. Go, yeah, yeah, yeah. Go, man. I didn't write Santa that I wanted to ring. Diamond bracelet, not even things that swing like Kenton or Vasey or the freshman four. I didn't want to ringside the hungry eye. Or do I wish to be like a bird and fly real, real high? I don't want diamond watches or rings, no such things. I don't even dig all the hi-fis that swing and swing. Yeah, that's how I like it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I wrote old Santa for just one thing. I fervently hope the old cat will bring. So hours before Christmas, alone in my pad, I'm dreaming of morning and going real, real mad. Santa, bring me a man.
Christmas, but how you gonna get him neath the tree? Just suppose that he got stuck up in our chimney, then everyone would blame it all on me. Lots of kids would rather have a pony, and I'll bet that that would be a lot of fun. But I'd like to have an elephant for Christmas. Maybe Santa, you can get me one. I'd like to have an elephant for Christmas. I read about him in the nursery rhymes. I don't believe he'd be a lot of trouble if you feed him lots of peanuts all the time. Lots of kids are crazy about the monkeys. They like to watch them play out at the zoo. But I'd like to have an elephant for Christmas. Santa, won't you see what you can do?